Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, which obviously some of you did because you're listening on 94.1, all available at podcastarena.com. Lots of baseball talk, lots of Deshaun Watson talk, a lot of people trying to bring negativity to the show today. But we're not doing that in the third hour because we don't want to.
Yeah, positive.
Some breaking news. Yeah, we're going to just be totally positive here the rest of the way. Brother Bear asked something on Twitter that I wanted to get to and said, would it be overmanaging to start Maben instead of Marwin or Reddick? I don't know if it's necessarily overmanaging, but I think at this stage of the season, you just play those guys until they come out of it. I mean, Reddick has really struggled, especially with Hill being a lefty. Marwin struggled. I feel like those are the guys that got you there. I stick with them. One of those guys, here's a bold prediction. One of those guys will have a big night tonight.
Either Marwin or Reddick?
Yes. As bad as they've been, I think one of them will step up.
Hey, your McCann stuff has been coming true.
Yeah, he's still hitting 178 for the series, but he's had some big hits.
That home run in the eighth, I think it was in the eighth, right? Put him up 12-9, where it came out to be huge.
Well, yeah. And I only called that like 20 times, and he did come through three, but that's okay. Yeah. That's one thing I was right about, eventually.
And then him getting hit was huge because they brought, you know, Derek Fisher in.
Huge. Two law enforcement officials identified driver in New York City bike path attack as Saifulu Saipov.
Oh, I know that guy.
Do you?
No.
I don't think I've ever seen Saifulu as a first name before. But hey, man,
Saifulu.
We haven't talked any college football yet. We haven't had a chance, mainly because there's so much other stuff going on. But there were some interesting results, including Ohio State having to come from way back to beat Penn State.
That's crazy. I mean, that's just such an unbelievable game.
One of those Heisman moment games for JT Barrett, too.
Yeah. And Ohio State's very good. I mean, Penn State's very good, too, but Ohio State's just better than them. And that game, sort of like game five of the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, Penn State jumped out early. They were like, oh, it's over.
We got this.
It's over. Penn State was the Dodgers in game five. And a bunch of crazy stuff happens, and in the end, Ohio State turned into the Astros and got it back.
Georgia got a coach fired.
That's not a surprise, though. I mean, and you knew they weren't going to be competitive. I mean, there was just – Georgia's very, very good. Georgia's probably got the most impressive resume in the country. Agreed?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know that they're better than Alabama, but they've got a better resume than Alabama.
Right.
They're very good, very legit.
What do you think happens at Florida now for head coach?
I don't know. I don't know what the next move is, but that's a...
I'm telling you, Scott Frost.
That's a good job. I mean, you could do worse.
Did you guys see this? Jeremy Lane failed his physical?
No.
Mark Berman is reporting that he failed his physical.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
It means all the people who have been cussing Dwayne Brown on their Twitter timelines are going to have to say sorry.
Yeah, welcome back.
We love you, Dwayne.
Or maybe they revise the trade or something.
Of course.
I told you. And what is it? Did it say what he failed? Because I know he's been having hand problems.
No. John McClain saying the same thing. Let's see. It says, with Jeremy Lane failing his physical with the Texans, they get a third-round pick in 2018, a second in 2019, and gave it. Okay, it doesn't say anything. Come on, John.
Says new Dwayne Brown trade details. That trade isn't as good as the one you made. I'd rather have the guy with the broken hand.
Yeah.
Who says they get Brown and a fifth-round pick, go to the Seahawks, and Texans get 2018 third and 2019 second. I don't know that I like that.
That does throw a wrench into things.
Yep. Suddenly, not so...
You're not as excited about it?
Nope, not so sexy. Not going to lie. 713-780-ESPN. The other thing I wanted to get to is Iowa State kind of sneaky good now? It took out TCU. They could actually win the Big 12. They're 6-2. They've got one conference loss. They got a win over TCU.
They're
the Big 12 just not good. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's what it boils
TCU
down.
TCU was the best of the bunch going in. I think they've got another loss on their resume, and once again, there'll be no Big 12 team in the playoff.
I'm sort of with you. I don't think that. I mean, maybe Oklahoma's still decent. I mean, Oklahoma's got the best win of anybody, or I mean, no, they've got the best loss of any, or no, they've got the best win of anybody.
And that Iowa State loss doesn't look so bad,
right?
But I don't think they're going to finish the season without another loss.
Iowa State lost to Texas.
Yeah, that's their only loss in conference.
They're at West Virginia. They still have Oklahoma State on the schedule, so they're not through the. They're not through the grind yet, but I guess it depends on who else gets through unscathed at this point. Who's got the best chance of finishing off the season?
Well, you kind of got an elimination game with Oklahoma State, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
that'll take care of one of them. But
who's TCU got left that could trip them up?
They still play Texas, right?
They're gonna kill Texas.
Yeah.
TCU and Oklahoma still play each other.
Right.
Too?
Right. Excuse me.
I'll be damned. Yeah, maybe Iowa State could.
So, TCU still has Texas at Oklahoma at Tech, which they should win that, but that's never an easy trip.
But regardless, and then Baylor, so let's say Iowa State does win the Big 12. They've got two losses, and they're not going to play in the playoff.
Well, and Iowa State with one loss probably isn't getting in the playoff.
Probably not.
But I mean, TCU and Oklahoma State, if one of those – well, I'll say this. Oklahoma State runs the table. They might get in. TCU might get in with one loss. But I don't think there's any way any of them run the table.
Can I ask you if this is a possibility? Is it possible that we could have two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams in the playoff?
It's possible. I don't think it's likely. I still think Clemson's going to be kind of a snake in there.
Would you put Clemson in over Penn State, whose only loss is that game to Ohio State?
If they run out the rest of the way, probably.
Because let's face it, Clemson at this point, I mean, their resume is not great. They haven't done it, and there's nobody in front of them that is really going to add to their resume. Like, their best win of the season when it's all said and done might be North Carolina State. Might be.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't good. Louisville and Florida State.
Yeah, they wound up not being good.
Louisville and Florida State in a seven-team division are in sixth and seventh place in the ACC Atlantic Division. Yeah. I mean, they didn't do them any favors. So that North Carolina State game, that's their chance. And Auburn was supposed to be their big non-conference game. Turns out Auburn's meh. I mean, I don't know that Clemson's resume is good enough. But they started up pretty high. And I don't know that Penn State has enough left in front of them to jump them. And then Notre Dame's the other team. They could easily run the table.
Yeah. So it's time to admit that they're pretty good. Their only loss was a close game against Georgia.
And Georgia's great.
Yeah. So I think it's time for me to quit betting against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
832 says the Big 12 consistently has 4 to 5 teams ranks and gets labeled a weak conference. It's a weak conference because you don't have a dominant Texas or a dominant OU, and having 4 to 5 teams ranks doesn't mean anything, especially when they're all 14 to 25.
Yeah, how many teams do they have in the top 10? How many teams do they have that have a legitimate chance to make the playoff right now? That's how you decide if you're a weak conference or not.
And right now,
Oklahoma still has a chance to make the playoff.
Yeah. They're doing the first playoff rankings right now. Miami 10, Wisconsin 9, TCU 8. So there's your one top 10 team.
Oklahoma will be in the top 10.
Yeah, probably. They didn't drop TCU much here, down to 8. But I don't think – okay, Penn State at 7.
Penn State at 7. Makes so if they make it, they got a long way to go. But you know what? That's another case where the Big Ten have, you know, Big Ten, like if Penn State plays Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean, they're still in pretty decent shape.
Yeah, they'll. So 7 Penn State, 8 TCU, 9 Wisconsin, 10 Miami, and they're doing these even as we speak.
But Ohio State would be the team that would get to play the Wisconsin.
Right,
Ohio
right.
State Penn State, conference
yeah,
game
yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, unless they
lose it or lose at Michigan or home to Michigan State, which
I don't really see that happening.
I don't either.
Either one. So, all right. Well, maybe we should go to break here, and then we come back. We'll have the top.
We'll have the top
five.
Six.
Yeah, top six. So,
what do I have here, John? Dirt-free carpet cleaning. Dirt-free carpet cleaning. If you need your floors cleaned, the guys at Dirt Free are the guys to call. You probably have dirty floors, and if you don't think they're dirty, they probably are anyway. You need to get these guys out to your place. Get the fall special, still for a limited time only. They'll do one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. Free room can be carpet or tile. It doesn't matter. The other guys, they leave behind water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That ain't happening with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, air ducts, doing it all. Dirt Free Carpet right now. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean that one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Did I just hear her right? 3-hour drive from downtown to Pin Oak?
Yep.
And no wonder everybody's in such a bad mood.
God.
That's the drive to Katy.
And you know what? That's going to mess up everything else because then people try to get on like 290.
610.
Yeah. It just, that's the one thing is you wouldn't think it would affect the other ones, but it always does if there's a really bad situation like that.
Ugh.
And it'll probably affect 45 too because people go up there and try to loop around.
Great.
So your top six at number six, the Ohio State University. At number five, the Oklahoma.
Okay.
Number four, the Clemson. Number three, the Notre Dame.
Wow.
Two Bama, one Georgia. That's the other thing that's kind of.
Well, like I said, they've got a better resume.
Yeah, and that's one thing that they've always been consistent about. Better resume, and
at the end of the day, there's not going to be a debate because those two teams will play each other.
Right.
So that's fine.
And the loser probably is going to get in if they're both undefeated. And playing the SEC championship game, I would almost be willing to bet a small child that they'll both get in.
Notre Dame 3 may be a little much.
A little ambitious?
I'll go back to this. What's Notre Dame's best win? Which is the same beef I have with a team like Wisconsin. What's Wisconsin's best win? And it's probably Northwestern, which, I mean, okay.
USC was supposed to be better.
Yeah, so Notre Dame has a win over USC. They have a win over North Carolina State. That's Michigan State.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're decent teams. It's not like they're
beating don't have a signature win.
Yeah.
And they don't have a game left on their schedule that I would count as a signature win. Winning at Miami is not going to be it. That's not a signature win. They played one great team this year, and they lost. They lost close, but they lost. Notre Dame gets that push because they're Notre Dame.
Well, it's like every single name up there gets that push because of their name. Let's be honest. All the way down to Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been consistent on this committee year in and year out, especially at this stage. If you've got a big signature win, you get ranked higher. If you're a big name, you get ranked higher. Clemson, they've got their strength of schedule listed at 3.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That was the other note that I pulled out of that was so I
God, Washington is going to look back and regret that Arizona State loss. I mean, because I don't think they're going to lose another game. They could have been undefeated through the Pac-12 and just walked into the playoff, and they lost to Arizona State.
So, yeah. 832 says, I've been on 290 HOV since 5 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Mm. This is not good news for me.
Well, yeah, because you're only 39 minutes away from leaving the office.
Oh, boy.
So I'm guessing you're probably going to be messed up a little bit.
Means I'm going to be listening to the first inning.
Well, also, you'll probably won't be able to take your kids trick-or-treating, huh?
My wife is with the kids. I mean, I'm going to try to get out there and just watch the game on my phone. But I don't, I mean...
Well, who knows what the weather's like, too. I'm looking out the window here. It's a nightmare. This is not good. This is not good.
We're just a few days removed from that gorgeous weather.
Yeah.
It was like 70. No cloud in the sky.
Well, that's Texas for you.
Yeah. Y'all poo-pooed that dude's comment about the Big 12 because they don't have top 10 teams. 2 minutes later, you read a list with two Big 12 teams in the top 10. Whoops. Come back to me in 3 weeks. Because two of them play each other, so one of them will be gone. That's the problem. And do you really think? I mean, do you think TCU is really the 8th best team in the country? Because I sure don't. Wow, so it took me 1.5 hours to get to Kingwood from downtown. What about going the other? Somebody says Hardy sucks. So does 99.
Ugh.
Does anybody
There's
know?
No way.
All right, so. Can I get a report on 59 heading toward downtown?
Oh, it's the worst of all.
No, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Wow, on 59 from downtown since 5 p.m., headed to Richmond Rosenberg. So that direction's not good. Oof. See, this is what happens when you get one major screw-up on our freeways. It ruins everybody's day.
Great. Thanks a lot, one major screw-up.
I'm wondering if I shouldn't take 610 to 288 to downtown, if that's not a better option than trying to take 59.
I mean, you could just take Westheimer.
Now, Westheimer's a nightmare to go through because that street's – you try to go through Montrose and there's potholes and everything and it's real narrow.
Yeah.
It takes forever. Richmond's probably better, but not much.
Game one, when I went to Haymerchant, I just drove on Montrose – or I just drove on Westheimer all the way there. It was fine.
What are you close to, like 8th Wonder?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me search that up.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Let me Google that for you.
Because I actually have to.
Hey Siri.
I have to get home and start posting updates on the game for the people on sportsmap.com. I want you guys to be able to know what's going on while you're stuck in your car.
Let's see. A 9.8 mile drive will take you 33 minutes.
Oh, for bleep's sake.
If you leave now, you'll get there by 6:57.
Interesting.
So, Beast Move says that the Big Ten's better, or Big 12, Big Ten's not better than the Big 12. And I said the top four teams in the Big 12, or Big Ten are better than the top four teams in the Big 12. And he said, the top four teams in the Big 12 are all top 14. The fourth best Big Ten team is 25th. Okay. I mean, according to those rankings, I'm just telling you, eyeballs, I'll take you know, I'd probably take Michigan over Ohio State or over Iowa State. And Michigan's, I don't think they're even ranked anymore.
Yeah, look, I know there's a lot of Big 12 fans and Big 12 apologists around here, but you're just going to have to, I mean, the reality is that conference is barely still Power 5 right now. And until Texas gets really good again, and Texas and Oklahoma are both good, that's what it's going to be.
That's what it's going to, yeah.
So. Yeah, you know what? This would be a night if I didn't have to work when I got home. I'd just go over to Nick's place.
Yeah.
Right down, just go down the road, go hang out at Nick's.
And yeah, and if you go off those rankings, by the way, the top three Big Ten teams all show up before the first Big 12 team.
Yeah.
So, I don't make much of the rankings at this point. I've got an idea of who's good and who's not good.
Yeah. By now, you've seen enough of these teams to know where they fit. And yeah,
I don't think unless Miami can somehow pull off a magical thing and go undefeated. I don't think an ACC team deserves to get into the playoff this year.
Yeah, but they still love them some Clemson.
They do love Clemson, but it's not the same Clemson team that it was last year, pretty clearly.
No.
And they're not going to have a single wow win.
And they're going to have a pretty bad loss, frankly.
Yep.
That's the other thing. Because the reason I'm okay with OU being where it is. Because
their loss, I mean.
In retrospect, has turned out to be
right.
Not bad at all because that team has gone on a little bit of a run here.
And Oklahoma has a signature win.
Yes. Over Ohio State. So
Clemson lost at Syracuse. They lost to Syracuse in football. I mean, that's unacceptable.
I would say OU deserves to be in there over Clemson.
No doubt.
Based on resume and what we've seen so far. I think they should be ahead of Notre Dame. Because again, if you asked me that 2 weeks ago, I'd have them lower, and this is why ranking should change. But their resume looks, I mean, with Iowa State beating TCU makes that OU loss look less offensive.
Yeah.
So, everybody telling me to take side street, so I guess I'm side streeting at home. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Sorry you guys are having to deal with all this. This is not a good night for it.
Great timing. Thanks a lot.
Stroh's playing in Game 6 in the World Series, and y'all talking about Iowa, lame. Actually, Iowa State, dickweed. And go listen to the entire first hour of the show.
Oh, I've talked about his Astros.
Podcast arena, yeah. And most of the second hour as well.
I'm sure 790 has a pregame show going.
Yeah. Yeah. Go.
If you can't get enough.
Go listen to those interviews.
You want me to read you the lineup three times?
Yeah. Well, they kept Reddick and Marwin in there, AJ.
Yeah,
I don't know what
McCann's
this means.
McCann's going to bat sixth tonight. Can you believe it?
All three at 6, 7, and 8 are batting under 200, which is not a good sign. And then, of course, you'll have Verlander at the back end. So I really believe all the offense is going to have to come from the top of the order tonight.
All right, guys. As the seasons change, you want to spend more time out in your outdoor living areas, and you want them to look nice. Well, Allied knows that, and they can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Their Best Pick report certified each of the last 5 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom I-10 in the Beltway or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
And we're back on the Blitz. And if you missed a really good interview with Buster Olney, it's 4:45.
Really
today.
Not positive interview.
But go check that out. That's all the baseball analysis you'll need for tonight.
Yeah.
How's that? And for a guy who keeps trying to tell me the polls say the Big 12's better, you know who was in the playoff last year when the first poll came out?
I don't.
Aggie. How did that work out?
Not
guys, it's going to play out over the course of the team. Where you are now doesn't mean anything because all these teams are going to play each other. And in the end, I think the Big 12 is going to get left out again because I don't think any one of those teams is going to get in with two losses. And
I think there's too much parity in the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean they're all just kind of above average teams.
Yeah,
there's not a great team out there. And like I said, until
I think Oklahoma's probably the best of the bunch, but
they're flawed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're flawed. So, you know, just enjoy another Fiesta Bowl. And that's where you're headed. OU is the only one that I could conceivably see getting in there.
I'm with you.
I mean, as I, because right now, you got some teams that aren't, probably aren't going to lose again.
Yeah.
Is Clemson going to lose again?
I don't think so.
So
I mean, unless they lose an ACC championship game.
Yeah, that'd be it. Penn State's probably not losing again. So you got to jump them. I don't know. It'll be interesting. But sorry for the diversion into college football for a couple segments. It's only one of the most popular things around here. We haven't got to talk about it at all for 2 days.
Oh, well. You don't answer to them, Fred.
I need to take Tuesdays off every week from now on.
It's actually not a bad idea.
In fact, I think, John, let's just cancel every Tuesday show from now on and just let somebody else do it. From now until the end of time.
Forever.
Yeah, well, I can see why everybody's cranky here with all of a sudden you got rain ruining Halloween. It's taking everybody forever to get home. You know, we need a good non-sportsy fun story for the people.
What do you want to go to?
Let's see. Let's see what I have.
Why is it so hot in here again? I turned the AC on. Did Tyler sneak in here and turn it off?
I don't think so.
Somebody did.
Did you guys see that list of favorite Halloween candy by state?
Subject. Oh, I did see that.
I got to pull it up, but California, was it Almond Joy?
I don't remember. I have to find
what,
it.
Do you like Almond Joy?
No, I hate coconut.
I like Almond Joy.
Yeah, I'm not a coconut guy
I
either.
I like coconut. It's delicious.
But do you put the lime in the coconut? That is the question.
You like that?
I don't know.
Oh,
I do like lime. I do like lime.
But you've never put it in the coconut?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because I don't like coconut.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I can't find this thing either. I have all this cool non-sportsy stuff that I wanted to do. Did you see? Oh, okay. That's for my Hey Man Bleep That about a Halloween costume. You'll enjoy that. Do you see this whole Dilly Dilly thing is just going?
Dilly Dilly's a big deal.
Yeah.
What's Dilly Dilly?
You haven't seen the commercials, the Dilly Dilly commercials?
No, what is that?
Dude, have you not watched a sporting event for the last 2 weeks?
I don't pay attention. Let me Google this.
Yeah, Bud, it's a Bud Light commercial. I wonder how you would rank all time like Bud Light commercials, how far they went in pop culture.
I think this is the biggest one since the Was Up thing.
That was the biggest, I think.
Yeah.
The frogs were really big.
Yeah.
Bud.
Yeah. That was big. Hmm. Yeah, they always seem to find the right ones.
Well, it's been a while though.
It has been a while.
It's like the banquet one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this.
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah. But I'm hearing people out and about just dropping Dilly Dillies now.
It's happening a lot.
It still won't get you to drink a Budweiser or Bud Light though.
No.
I have the list if you want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Texas. Do you want to do Texas first or do you want to do it last?
I always want to do Texas first.
Three Musketeer.
I don't like Three Musketeer.
I do like Three Musketeer. Not my favorite, but certainly a solid choice. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, not my favorite. California, like I said, was Almond Joy.
I'm going to go with no. Terrible.
Let's see. Louisiana is... I can't see the... It's Airheads.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. I used to like Airheads when I was in high school.
I'm
Airheads. Not sure I've ever had Airheads.
I like Airheads and I liked Score Bars. I always liked Score Bars when I was high.
Yeah.
And I would eat a Score Bar sober and it wouldn't taste that good.
You know what? For me, it was what was the white chocolate one? The white chocolate bar. Zero Bar.
Zero Bars, yeah.
That was one. If I was high, I would inhale Zero Bars, but if I wasn't high, it's like, God, this is not so good.
Yeah, now I'm getting bombarded with texts because we talked about Dilly Dilly a couple days ago.
Did we?
No, we didn't, but a couple of my friends did. I guess I must have zoned out. I'm sorry. Dilly Dilly. Oklahoma Snickers?
Snickers is a strong
Snickers
choice.
Is always a good choice, yeah. It satisfies you. I didn't know if you knew
same
that.
Same with Florida.
Okay. That's one of the few Florida things.
Florida's actually normal.
Yeah.
Huh? Arkansas. I figured it would be the faces of random strangers.
Arkansas, Reese's.
Okay, that's a good choice. It's another rarity for Arkansas.
I thought Arkansas would be cousins.
No sister.
Sister wives. Yeah.
Not good enough for her own family. She's not good enough for ours.
Alabama's Airheads as well. let's see. Arizona Double Bubble.
Gum?
Yep.
That doesn't count as candy.
That's not even
gum
candy.
Is not candy.
Arizona Babe Ruth. Baby
you just
Ruth.
Said Arizona was Double Bubble.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Arizona. What is this?
Probably New Mexico.
Is it just to the right of Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, that's New Mexico.
It's called New Mexico. It's right next to Texas.
I used to live there. It's a border state.
Let's see. Colorado Twizzlers.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's a bad choice. Although, I guess if you're high enough.
I would have gone with gummy bears in Colorado.
I like Twizzlers.
You like Twizzlers?
Yeah, Twizzlers or Red Vine?
No, I don't like that. I like the sour ones sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't like regular, like red licorice. I don't like that.
DC, Swedish Fish.
I don't like that either.
So you don't like candy. You like chocolate over candy.
No, I like gummy bears and gummy worms. But yeah, mostly on Halloween, I want chocolate.
Okay.
What about Starburst?
I would I'll settle for Starburst or Skittles.
Skittles, good choice, yeah.
Or like Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces might be my favorite candy.
But okay. That's still, I guess it's not really
chocolate. It's not chocolate.
No.
I don't see Starburst on here on this list.
Underrated.
Yeah. I bet Hawaii likes it, though.
Because my kid has braces now.
Oh, those are hard on him.
That dad tax is really nice. And he's already got a scheme planned out where he's going to try to trade all the candy he can't eat to his brother and his cousins.
Yeah. Very smart.
Yeah. He's a business kid.
I like that.
I recently found this out, Fred. For some reason, there was all these containers, like Tupperware containers in my fridge. And like, when I see Tupperware containers in the fridge, I'm like, oh, what's this? Can I eat it? And it's like a slime substance.
Interesting.
I don't know how they're making it, but he started bringing home money. And I was like, where are you getting this money? And he's like, I started a slime business. And here's the weird thing about his slime business is he doesn't even make the slime. He just came up with the idea and there's two little girls that live down the street that he makes the slime with. They make it at their house, and they split the profits three ways, all because he was the idea man.
Interesting.
And he had to buy something. I forget what he had to buy. No, he had to buy a gallon of Elmer's glue.
Ooh.
So Amazon shows up with a gallon of Elmer's glue. I'm like, what the hell is happening? And it's for his slime business. But kids are like, he's like, I sold a large slime for $20. I'm like, what?
Yeah, kids are actually making a lot of slime. I think it's with borax and Elmer's glue.
That's what it is.
Yep. And then they put food coloring in it to change it colors.
Yeah. Well, my kids started a slime business.
You know what's going to happen. When he gets to junior high, he's going to be running a prostitution ring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just yeah, long as more than
get,
likely.
As long as you get your cut.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Dude.
Well, hey.
A child sex ring.
He's an entrepreneur. What do you want?
Any other states that you want to know? New York is Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is good. I like that.
Nothing wrong with Kit Kat. Kit Kat's a solid choice. Tyler said Wyoming picked Dots.
Oh, yeah, they did.
That's a horrible one.
The only thing worse is candy corn.
Oh, Tennessee picked candy corn.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's why your football team sucks,
same
Tennessee.
Same with New Hampshire, picked candy corn.
I also lived in Tennessee. My former resident states, where's Louisiana? What do they got?
Louisiana, let's see, is Airheads.
Okay.
Yeah, we already did that one. All right. Well, I think that's enough of that nonsense. Maybe we all should be getting new jobs.
Yeah, maybe so. My computer career is a place where you can go, and even with basically no computer knowledge, you could barely know how to turn your computer on. That doesn't mean you can't work in IT, guys. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career works for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. And My Computer Career will get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online. just twice a week, and you get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
All right, guys, if you're stuck out there in traffic, it's because somebody probably got in a wreck, and you know who to call. Better dial Dave. Did we lose Dave? He was supposed to be on the line there. There he is. What's up, Dave? We lost him? So now there's a Dave's not here joke somewhere, I'm sure, if you want to go back far enough. But no, if you've been in an accident, this is the guy to call, because if it's car accident, truck accident, whatever it is, if you dial Dave, he's going to take care of you. And so, Dave, somebody's in a wreck tonight, and they need medical help. What do they do?
Well, the first thing they do is go to the hospital and get checked out. Second thing they do is, when they get home from the hospital, is call Lawyer Dave so I can help them with the rest of the process, make sure they don't get taken advantage of by these greedy insurance companies, make sure they get the medical attention they need, even if they don't have money, and everything it takes to get the most for our clients.
Well, and what if they can't afford to go to the doctor and they're hurt? What are you going to do?
We've got doctors all over the city that are willing to see patients without any money coming out of the client's pocket. And one other thing I want to say about that, Fred, is if somebody, one of the Blitzers, has just a question, they can come in. The consultations are free. We try to help the Blitzers. You Blitzers, we're there for you. I'm there for you.
And all they got to do is call 713-626-8900, right? And you'll answer their questions right there over the phone.
You bet. You bet, Fred. Blitzers, call 713-626-8900 or hit me up on lawyerdave.com or tweet Fred. He'll let you know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always do that, or just hit me up on Facebook or whatever, and I'll get you the number. Or I'll just tell you, go to lawyerdave.com, 713-626-8900. They're going to put your mind at rest, and that includes everybody over in the Golden Triangle as well. All right, Dave, appreciate it, and be safe out there, man.
As with everybody, be safe, and go Astros.
All right. It's my man, Lawyer Dave.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap94.1.com. Or as it says here, dot command. Find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You can win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville, Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. And there you go. We're going to be giving that away. It's going to be great.
Did you hear about the couple trying to get in on the Mile High Club?
No, I didn't hear about that.
A man and a woman were busted Sunday on a flight from L.A. to Detroit. They were total strangers before boarding the plane. The woman was arrested on the airplane for performing oral sex on the man while they were in their seats. The 48-year-old woman was heading to Nashville. The 28-year-old man was heading to Miami. Cougar hunted.
Wow.
The act itself is inappropriate in a public space, one traveler said. There are children, there are families, there are seniors. These things should be respected. Both people were issued citations. The investigation was handed over to the FBI. They could be charged with anything from a felony or from a misdemeanor to a felony. But the passengers are all angry about it. I would think it was kind of funny. I would have YouTubed it, honestly. That's my move.
Well, just a hint. If you're going to do stuff like that, get one of those blankets.
I think they got the blanket.
Oh, it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Oh.
Not good enough.
All right.
It's kind of obvious when you have your head under there.
Right. No, you just kind of, there's a way to do it. I've never done it. I've seen it done. Where you could tell what was going on, but you couldn't. And although it did not involve oral, it was
a hand.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's easier to do.
That's easier to hide.
Probably pull that off.
I see what you did there. God, that's an in-flight emergency though.
something.
All right.
It's gone! You broke it.
I almost said something really inappropriate. But I do have a Hey Man Bleep That today, Halloween themed for you guys.
Oh, that was my Hey Man Bleep That I meant.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. So
yeah, to people getting mad at people just trying to get their rocks off on a plane, I say, hey, man, that.
All right, this is also about people getting mad over really stupid things. Can we all agree that inappropriate Halloween costumes are funny in general, for the most part? And if it's not inappropriate, you probably don't have the right to be offended.
Right.
Connor McDavid, the young superstar hockey player for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, he's all right.
Dressed up as Donald Trump. Okay. And it was a pretty good Trump. They were Trump and Melania, him and his girlfriend. And, of course, Twitter goes nuts. This is just pure stupidity on McDavid's part. Get a clue, kid. So you're either offended that he's dressed as Donald Trump, and he must support Donald Trump because he's dressed at him, or he's making fun of Donald Trump, which how dare you. So he's pissed off both of them. The truth is, the kid's Canadian. He doesn't care. He's just doing a Donald Trump character.
Yeah, that's
get
stupid.
Over it, people. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that. But not on an airplane.
Yeah, do that on the airplane.
I don't have too much time for mine, but a lot of, I think, mine's kind of in the same line as Fred's and AJ's to a certain extent. I think we've gotten so, like, hypersensitive nowadays.
Yeah, you can't even have sex on a plane anymore.
No,
yeah.
No. Or you can't, you know, dress up as Donald Trump for Halloween either. But all this hypersensitivity in this world, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Hey, what's Teresa dressed up for, dressed up as?
She's not dressed up. She just has the Astro shirt on.
What are your kids going as? Are they too old for it?
No, Katie's not. She texted me, but I don't remember what it was. It was in the middle of the show.
That means it was something with underwear and a
probably inappropriate
animal ears.
Mm. There was some.
My kid is Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, nice. I saw the picture. It's great.
Oh, it's the best.
He did great.
My older kid is like some stupid Star Wars clone trooper.
Oh.
It's like, dude, how'd you let your little brother dominate you at Halloween?
Does he watch Pee Wee Herman?
He watches Pee Wee's Playhouse on
Netflix.
Nice. I haven't had the heart to tell him like that Pee Wee's a super perv.
One time. It was one time.
Yeah, which, by the way, that's such an overblown crime.
Well, he spanked in a movie theater.
In a place where that's what people go there to do.
Yeah, you just have to have a coat on. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
oversensitivity again.
Let's get out of here. Enjoy the game tonight. See you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.